Good evening. This is the Pacifica Audit Committee for 2014. It's November 25th, 2014. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the interim chair of the Audit Committee. Kim Coffin is our secretary. Kim, would you take roll?
Hank on the line.
Welcome, Hank.
Okay. Fred Blair?
Present.
Carolyn Burden? Maria Elena Castellanos? Jose Luis Fuentes? Jane Gatewood? Jane Gatewood?
Present.
Okay.
Hello.
Donald Goldmacher?
Present.
Frank Lefevre? Oh, whoops. William Heerwagon?
Present.
Kim Kaufman, present. Hank Lamb?
Present.
Robert Mark?
Present.
Brenda Medina?
She was just present a few minutes ago.
Sorry, I was trying to press on mute. I'm present.
Lawrence Reyes?
I'm present.
Frank Lefevre? And Richard Diesel. All right, we have quorum.
How many do we have?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So we have exactly quorum.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Jane Gatewood, we have 9.
Very good. And we also have on the line tonight Raul Salvador, who is the Pacifica CFO. And he's going to give us a report on the 2013 audit, I assume, and probably some information on the 2014 audit also. Did people get the agenda for tonight and the minutes that Kim sent out from the last month's meeting?
I did.
Okay, actually, I should check here.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Jose, you make 10, so we definitely have quorum tonight. The next next
month. I have the minutes, but I don't have the agenda.
Okay. I'm trying to desperately bring all this stuff up. I'll make the announcement. The December meeting will take place on December 23rd, which is the fourth Tuesday of December, and I guess that will be the last meeting of the year. I'm trying to bring up our...
I'm sorry, what date did you say, Fred? I wasn't...
I have it scheduled for... December 23rd.
Oh, okay.
Which is the fourth Tuesday of the month, as is our as was selected by the committee. I'm trying to see. Did you send out the agenda for tonight, Kim, with the minutes?
I didn't make an agenda. I just sent out the minutes. We can make an agenda for tonight. Using last month as a template, roll call, approve agenda, approve minutes, notice next meeting, then report on the 2013 audit and the 2014 audit. I don't know of anything else that should be on the agenda.
Does anybody want to make any additions to that?
This is Lawrence Reyes.
Yes, Lawrence.
The status of the election, the audit committee election, that we know, isn't it? Wasn't today like the sunshine date?
No.
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 Kim, can you give a short status on the?
Can we put it on the agenda as the first item, and let's get into the meeting?
That sounds fine to me. Okay. Any additions to the agenda for tonight? Okay. So we have. Is there any objections to the agenda? Not hearing any. We have an agenda. So I think I already noticed that the December meeting of the audit committee will be December 23rd, the fourth Tuesday of the month, at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. I guess the next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from last month's meeting. William, you sent out an email requesting a change to the minutes, if I remember correctly.
That's true.
And this is Brenda Wynn, when there's a chance to be on the stack for the minutes.
Lawrence on the stack also, please.
Okay, I'm writing that down. So we have Brenda and Lawrence. Okay, anybody else for the stack?
Yes, Don Goldmacher.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is William Hairwagon. Do you want me to read my motion, or you'll just...
Change to the minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to read it, William? Because I can't bring it. I haven't been able to bring it up here.
So we're up to discussing the minutes. Okay. Change... where I make a motion about the balloting to read, and I sent an email out at 8:18, it looks like, just not too long ago, New York Times, and the motion would read, instead of whatever Kim wrote, move that the Goldmacher and Lefevre ballots, if any, received for second balloting, be added to first ballots. The thusly combined ballots for chair be tallied to determine a possible winner if there is not a tie. Parentheses, I'm adding, member Goldmacher could not open first ballot attachment and member Lefevre did not be requested a first ballot. Close parentheses. That's it.
That's a correction to the minutes. Did you get that, Kim? Kim, did you get the
change? Oh, sorry. Was that from the recording? And I didn't write it down verbatim. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what was. If you listen to the archives, that's what I said.
Okay.
Okay, I see it here on your minutes, Kim. I guess that that's kind of mute since we voted to have a third. To have a third go around at the selection.
Yeah, but if he wants the minutes corrected, and I was just lazy or sloppy, I don't care. You know, it's fine. I mean, I'd rather have the exact language, so I'm fine with it.
Is there any additional corrections or objections to the minutes as they stand?
Yeah, this is Lawrence.
You have the floor. Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor.
I think Brenda was ahead of me, actually.
Well, in the stack, that's true. But you spoke up first, Lawrence. Brenda, do you object to Lawrence going first?
Well, was there a purpose then for the stack? I'm just curious. I don't mind. I'm just curious.
I yield to Brenda, and you know, I could go after her.
Please, we're just trying basically to correct the minutes and get them accepted. Brenda, you have the floor since you were first on the stack.
So there's a couple of corrections, and unfortunately, I'm not in front of a computer. First off, being that the actual proposal for the third balloting was made by myself, and it was amended by both Mr. Lefevre and Ms. Gatewood. So I would actually propose to postpone the minutes because I would like to go back and actually review the audio, and I haven't had an opportunity to do so, because if there's already two corrections, there's possibly more corrections for the minutes.
This is Kim. I say go for it. I mean, I think I got confused. So I'm happy to.
Okay, so
correct it.
So you're moving that we postpone the acceptance, Brenda. You're moving that we postpone acceptance of the minutes until they're corrected at the next meeting.
Yeah. So by then, I know I could make some suggestions. By then.
Okay.
Chair.
Yes, Lawrence.
So I have a correction to the minutes as well. Should I wait to after they come back?
Well, you should probably email Kim at this point. I think the motion at this point is to postpone acceptance of the minutes until next meeting. Is there any objection?
Just wait to the next meeting.
Yes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, the minutes are postponed until the next meeting. Okay.
I'm sorry, so Brent, can I say something real quick?
Sure.
So if folks have corrections to the minutes, I would propose that you just reply to the thread of Kim sending out the minutes, just reply all, and put the correction that you would like to make. So then that way there's no confusion.
Okay. Next person on the stack is Donald.
Yes, I'd like to propose that we dispense with the rest of the agenda for now and allow Raul to report since he's a paid employee of the national office and he should not have to sit around waiting while we try to nitpick what we didn't do right and wrong and just move the agenda forward.
I'm okay with that. This is Kim.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Yeah, I think we've taken care of most of our business at this point. So next point on the agenda is, a short status report by Kim on the election of the permanent chair.
Again, why don't we just put that for
you?
I'll do it at the end. It's not going to change what happens at the meeting today. So.
Okay, so we move on to the next point. Raul, you have the floor to tell us about the status of the 2013 audit and the schedule for the 2014 audit.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Good. Well, good evening, everyone. I wanted to give you an update on our current audit schedule for the 2013 financials. Right now, as of the beginning of November, we halted the ongoing field work of our auditors to review the documentation since the auditors are reviewing the documentation requested from our stations faster than we can provide to them. The auditors were at the station for two and a half weeks, and at that time they basically ran out of materials to review. Since then, we are gathering the rest of the information from the radio stations to continue and restart the field work. However, at this point, there are two stations are still working on submitting their schedules and documentation, and that would be BAI and WPFW. Coincidentally, these two stations do not have a full-time business manager, and it's being handled by the business manager in at KPFT. And the submission of documentation and schedules for these two stations are basically slow. And it is being given to us on a piecemeal basis. So right now, it's that's what we are waiting for. There's over 50% of the balance of the remaining schedules still outstanding from these two stations that would be handled by mostly by the business manager at KPFT. So basically, we're waiting for that. And KPFK is basically done, except for a couple of copies of checks that we need to get from our bank to substantiate two disbursements. KPFA are totally done, except for one schedule, which is some accrued expense schedules. PRA and KPFC are all done. So that's basically the status. And as we were going through these remaining schedules, we anticipate that this should have been, you know, finished by now, but it's not. It's taking a little bit longer. So we're kind of waiting to get this information for those two stations, and they will be able to restart the audit when we get those information. I have talked to our auditors and requested that this four other units that we have completed can be processed or can be reviewed so that it will kind of remove some of the timetable away from the schedule, away from the delay. So we are working with the auditors. However, their schedule are pretty tight at this time. So we're requesting that at least by next week they can find a schedule or a audit staff to go over some of the most of these requirements or documentations that we already have, so that they can review them and take this out of the way while we wait for the other two stations' information. So we don't think that they'll start next week. But the week after that was probably a better time schedule. But they will get back to me. I requested them if they could kind of be more flexible. But they'll get back to me on that maybe today or tomorrow, later today or tomorrow. And with that, having said that, I once we are done with the audit, we plan to jump into the 2014 preparation for the schedules and documentation for the fiscal year of 2014, and that should be done right after we complete the 2013. At this point, we are still looking to do this audit not earlier than March not earlier than March 31st, but I think we're gonna if and when we get the schedules by this by the middle of December, we'll be able to kind of start working on the 2014 audit. And so that's kind of the big if we finish that 2013 by the middle of December, we can jump into that, and we'll have a couple of months to prepare the schedule and for them to turn it around. So the March 31st deadline would be a little bit tight, so we really have to find maybe additional people to kind of work on the audit so that we'll be in compliance with the CPB deadline. That's the plan that we are looking into right now. So that's basically it. If you have any questions, I'll address them.
Yeah, this is Don Goldmacher for the stack.
Okay, Don, I've got you.
Ben Gable for the stack. Brenda Medina for the stack.
And then Kim for the stack.
Okay, I got Donald, Jane, Brenda, and Kim.
And Hank.
Okay, Hank, I've got you. Okay, so Donald, you've got the floor.
I'm going to suggest that people limit their questions to just two questions, so we get to everybody mm-hmm. as soon as possible.
But,
okay.
So, Raul, first of all, thank you for joining us and sharing this information with us. So my first question is, how can we throw additional resources at those two stations to get them up to speed as quickly as possible? Is that within the realm of possibility from the national office or from another station, sending one of the other managers over there for a week or two and getting those books done? Because obviously we're in big delay mode. And where are the auditors and CPB on this whole delay? Where are they at? What do they think about this? Is this a futile exercise, or can we anticipate getting money when this is done?
I really cannot speak for the CPB. I don't have based on our conversation with the only conversation we have about the CPB possibilities is with our legal counsel, FTC counsel John Kriegler, that the CPB is waiting for us to demonstrate the compliance, the legal compliance, and I think we're about 100% there. But this is the other side of that compliance is the submission of the AFRs or the annual financial reports. The annual financial report is entirely based on the audited financial statements, which we do not have for 2013. And once we have the 2013 financial statements or audited financial statements, we'll be able to go to CPB site and enter that information into the AFR format. And then at that time, they will evaluate on an overall compliance between the legal, technical, and accounting, financial aspects of the compliance. Then they will evaluate and decide whether we will be reconsidered for the CPB funding. That's the initial feedback that we got from CPB, according to our FCC lawyer. Once we do that, and then we obviously the 2013 financial statement is way late and way delayed, so it's a moot point for them. But hopefully, we could catch up with the 2014 and get that in before the March 31st deadline of the CPB.
You didn't answer my first question.
Oh, the are the auditors?
Yeah, can we throw more resources
John? Well, we are awaiting. We have been following up with the business manager. We had done at BAI, they're working partly on the required documentation at BAI. I was there last week, and they have hired an intern who would be hired as a part-time accounting assistant who is working on those schedules and other documentation. So hopefully that will help. At PFW, it's really entirely up to the business manager in Texas. And we had follow up with them, and she had submitted what she has done so far, but there's still some schedules missing. We will offer to her if she needs some additional manpower resources in her area there. So, but we haven't really talked about adding more resources there at WPFW at KPFT offices.
Thank you, Donald. Jane, you're up.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, Jane.
Hear you fine.
Thank you. Raul, my question is actually the same question as Donald's first and last question there. Here in WPSW, we have been very concerned for a long time because all of the financial records were removed from WPSW last year. They were taken back to... we understood that they were taken back to California and then presumably sent from there to Texas. At this point, I think that we really want to know that adequate resources are being applied to this issue. We've been waiting for a very long time to get our information, our records back, and it has not been forthcoming. And so, I heard your answer to Donald, and I understood you to say that it sounded like you were saying if asked, you would perhaps find a way to send additional resources to Texas. And so if she's not asking, I'm asking.
Definitely. I think we came to a point. I was just talking to our auditors earlier today. We came to a point that we really need to make it happen, especially that WPFW and BAI relies on the business manager at KPFT to comply with all to finish all of this, and if she needs help, we definitely will talk to her tomorrow and offer resources to her if she needs to, if she needs that. We are really helpless here because, like you said, the records, the financial records of WPFW has been traveling from Washington, D.C. to the national office and the national office to apparently it's now in Texas at the KPFT offices since the Miss Major there's work is doing the accounting for WPFW, and she has that. And then we have asked to send that over to back to WPFW because we already have plan of returning the accounting function back into each WPFW and WBAI in their offices. We have installed their Great Plains system in both of these station so that they will be doing their accounting and they will keep their own record, maintaining their own record. But unfortunately, the records are still in Texas. The general manager, the outgoing general manager at WPFW had instructed the business manager in Texas to keep the records for now until, there is a transition function. So they still have it there in Texas, and hopefully we will be able to transfer that over back to PFW. But in the meantime, she might need all those files when she does the audit schedules and documentation.
Right.
Is that the both of your questions, Jane?
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's understood. Understood. I just think that from what I'm hearing, there needs to be some temporary help or whatever assigned to Texas.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get in touch with her tomorrow and see if she needs some help, and we'll be happy to allow her to get some additional resources.
Okay. Brenda, you're next.
Thanks. So, Raul, again, like other folks have said before me, thank you so much for being on the call. I have two questions. One is, you just mentioned Great Plains. I know from the previous audits, not every station was using the same accounting system. So I wanted to know if that has been somewhat remedied, or is it going to get remedied, or where we are with that. My second question is in regards to how are we, so based on the last management letters, there was a lot of issues in regards to internal controls or different areas. Do they look like they may be resolved for either the 2013 or the 2014, or if you can't say, then that's fine too, because I know that we're on an open stream. Thanks.
Well, all the stations use Great Plains accounting system, including the national office as well as the archives. And the only reason why there's WBAI uses QuickBooks to monitor their expenditures. That's just a secondary system that the general manager is using to track their expenses, but the official financial accounting system is Great Plains, and it's being utilized by the business manager at KPFT doing accounting for PFW and BAI. On the management letters, the issues there, unfortunately, it seems to me that the same system in 2013, the previous management letter, there will still be some deficiencies that will be repeated for this year and 2014 as well, except the latter part of 2014. I came back to the national office in late June, July, early July. So that's majority of the fiscal year 2014. So a lot of things has happened between the beginning of the fiscal year of 2014, that is October 1st, through June or July of this year, which is 10 months of fiscal year 2014. So there's a lot of things that some internal control weaknesses that has happened during that time that we uncovered upon my return to the national office. And that would probably be resonated in the management letter if not in 2013, but definitely in 2014.
Thank you.
Kim, you're next.
Lawrence, to the stack, please.
Okay.
My understanding is that we started the audit October 15th because everything was complete. That's why we started the audit October 15th. I am pretty sure the PNB, at least I had no idea that it was started without all the schedules being completed. So this is sort of a surprise to me that they're still not completed, and I'm not seeing how they're going to get completed anytime soon. Now, as to the 2014 audit, CPB needs the AFRs by the end of March to get that $1.1 million that most of us want. So Armanino cannot start 2014 after January until May. So if this is not ready to go by the beginning of January, we're going to miss the deadline for March with CPB. Unless we find another auditor who happens to have, available to start in January or February, which is extremely unlikely. So I'm not seeing how this is going to get done anytime soon and how 2014 can get going in a timely manner to get it completed by the end of March. I don't even know what kind of question to ask unless you're willing to get a team of people in here and finish this up. I don't even know what to ask. I'm sort of stunned by this. KPFK is in absolutely no position to have anything for FY 2014 prepared. I mean, our accountant does not know how to use Great Plains. The problem's there. I will be dealing with separately, but they're enormous, and I am shocked to find out that they've been going on so long at K. So that's it for me for right now. Thanks.
Raul, you want to respond?
Sure. Well, the audit schedules, by the time we started in mid-October, were prepared in accordance with what we thought would be the schedules required for the audit schedules. Now, after they examined our set of schedules, they requested more schedules. There are some schedules that were kind of not clear, and that some schedules that were not applicable to all this registration. So we completed that during the time that we submitted the during the time that we started working on the audit in early July. We look at what else is needed to be done. So we completed that, and we offered that to the auditors. The auditors wouldn't take any incomplete schedules. They want the whole package before they can even start. So, we completed most of them, and it's going beyond the time constraint that we asked them to please just start this whole, financial statement, audit schedules be reviewed initially so that we will know what else is lacking from what we submitted. That's part of that, and then so we have to ask for more schedule. Secondly, when they went into the when we submitted to them the schedule, they did their random sampling. They selected different transactions the whole year to test, and they gave us a whole list of required documentation. They requested schedules. They requested reconciliation. They requested copies of the checks. They requested copies of the deposit. So mounts and mounts of documentation were required, and that's what we said that we were working on, and they're reviewing it faster than we could provide to them. So they provide that request at the time that he started the audit schedule, the audit field work. So those are those are things that just started when they audit when they started their audit fieldwork. They provide us with all this list. We send them out to the business managers, to the registrations, to provide that information. So it took them another 5 days to 5 to 10 days to get back the turnaround of those requested documentation. So that's what took a long time, and that's still what we're working on, is the remaining schedules and documentations that are needed to complete the audit. So that's what it is. With respect to the deadline, there is a deadline to submit this CPB by March 31st, and I do not want to push this further than how we could extend it with the CPB. There is an extension period for this CPB, and I don't even want to touch that at this point, but our goal is to strive for, you know, to get it by the end of March. Now, if that means we have to hire, you know, interim or temporary employees to work on our schedules, then we will. But we need to kind of be realistic on what we can do. The issue, again, is like you said, Kim, there are issues in the registrations when there's some shortcomings and deficiencies in the way it's being operated right now. It's not normal to have no business manager at DFW nor BAI, and it's being done by another person in another station. So that also is a factor to all of these things. And then there's a newcomer in the KPFK, and KPFA has some other deficiencies as well, but that's been rectified. Nevertheless, I think all of these come into the whole factor why we are in the position that we are in right now. But I think the goal is to get that CPB deadline met for the 2014.
Kim, you're finished. Hank is next.
Well, a couple of things. One, it's obvious we should have a business manager that knows Great Plains at every station, and that they should be submitting these things to the national office on time every month, every year. And the fact that that hasn't been happening really puts you under the gun. I understand that. But having said that, it's also imperative that it get done. And I'm wondering if you have made any sort of formal request to the IED regarding making sure that each station has appropriate personnel in place. Because, we passed a hiring freeze months ago, and it has been virtually ignored as far as I can tell. But we do need to hire some people for the stations where there's not a person, and get the ones that are in place trained. So I'm wondering if you've, you know, actually made a request to have that done. Because coming from you and with a recommendation perhaps of this audit committee, maybe we could get that done.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we did. We have a person at WBI who is being trained to become a part-time business manager there. And at PFW, we also planned to have a part-time business manager so that they will conduct their own accounting function there. We are going to hire part-time business managers on those two stations. We have requested that with our IED that we implement that, and we are. We just installed the Great Plains back into those two stations so that we could start having a person working on the on that station. The problem that we are encountering is the learning curve for to hire somebody at this point to be able to help us in the audit. If that's only our goal is to get that audit done, then that we don't have the resources to have the people trained. And I spent some time with the interim business manager in the WBAI trying to show them how we could do the Great Plains, and that's ongoing. But he's helping in the satisfying some of these requests from the auditors. But it's a slow process, and definitely that's our goal, is to get those the business managers at each station be responsible. Unfortunately, it's really hard for the national office to influence or really influence the business managers to provide us this report on a timely basis, because they have no reporting responsibility to the national office. And so we've asked the help of the general managers, and I think everybody did, but you know, we're still at the mercy of these business managers providing us the information. And so that's kind of the dilemma we're facing right now at the stations in connection with our national office initiatives.
Okay, a follow-up to that. I don't even know how to put this exactly. All right, so just getting the audits done should never even be considered as our main goal. Because our main goal has to be to get this so that it functions properly every year so that these audits can be timely. Getting this one done, of course, for the CPB fund, a lot of people are concerned about, and I understand that. But who do these people in those offices account to? Just the general managers? That's improper then. I mean, that's one of our flaws in our accounting system to begin with, because they have to be accountable to the national office. You know, there's no sense to them doing accounting just for their station and keeping it at their station. That's pointless, because the entity that handles all of this is the national office. So perhaps you could formalize a request to get the PNB to act on that.
Okay. I totally agree with you, Hank, and that's, I talked to a couple of people at the Finance Committee, sharing them more of my frustration. We felt that the function of the business manager in the local office is just an extension of the national office function. Mm-hmm. When they actually provide financial reporting and recording and ensuring that the internal controls are in place in each of the stations, they are our extension in located in those offices. I think I do believe that there should be some responsibilities directly to the national office. The national office should be able to perform or provide evaluation, have some weight on the evaluation of these business managers and the local stations. I'm not talking about any specific current staff right now, but I'm just saying in general, they should be able to influence on providing this required reporting to the national office. And I totally agree with it. I will definitely put out a formal request to the PNB to resolve these issues.
Well, thank you. Nobody ever wants to hear about consequence at Pacifica, but we need to have some.
Exactly.
Are you finished, Hank?
Yes, yes.
Okay, Lawrence, you're next.
This is Donald Fisk. So in regards to some of the stuff that you already discussed, part of my question in regards to the materials that that the auditors are looking for. In addition to that, the materials from all the units, what is lacking in terms of what the governance structure is supposed to provide the auditors?
I think there's some requests that we provide them with the minutes of the PNB meetings, the committee meetings, open and close sessions. We provided the bulk of that. I think the PNB is still working on a couple of unapproved minutes that we need to provide to them. Since they're still working a year after the close of the calendar of the fiscal year 2013, this is 2014, even though it's 2014 minutes of the meeting, they still wanted to see that because they also report on subsequent events relating to the 2013. So that includes the current day minutes of the meeting. So until they finish their field work, they are obligated to request those minutes to the current day, and that's what we're facing, is to provide them with timely approved minutes so that they will review, and if there's anything that they need to report in their audit report, then that's where they get it from.
Okay, just a real quick follow-up, Chair, if I may. In regards to, I understand that they were also seeking information in regards to some litigation that has been going on as well, and or is it all the litigation that has been going on so far?
Yes, that's a part of the audit process, and this is not everybody. That this is like industry, accounting industry, the generally accepted accounting principle, generally accepted audit standards require them to also. That is a routine part of the audit. Any audit program is to ask for pending litigation, so that the auditors will determine whether there's any quantifiable risk or liability that may arise out of that liability, out of that lawsuit, or anything that would possibly needed disclosure in the audited financial statements. That's pretty standard.
Thank you, Raul.
Okay, Donald, did I hear you request to be on the stack?
Yes. What I would like to propose, listening to Raul's frustration about getting the stations to comply, is this audit committee consists of members from each station. It would seem to me that the members from the stations who, for whatever reason, don't see fit to get the materials to the national office and thereby screw the entire network, I think we need to ask the members on this committee to get to that management and speak with them and say, hey, you know, you're putting the entire network at risk, and this needs to change, or these guys need to be fired, whoever these managers are, quite frankly, if they can't actually, you know, act as managers, responsible managers, as part of a network. They need to go, quite frankly. No ands, ifs, or buts.
Jane Gateway to the stack.
And then Kim.
I got you, both of you.
That's a motion. That is a motion that the members on this audit committee speak with the management of their stations and find out if they are fully cooperating with the audit committee. With Raul and the auditors. In a timely manner. And if not, why not? Make them put it in writing, for God's sakes. Make them put it in writing.
This is Hank. I would add a friendly amendment to that, that at the end
Wait.
Hold on. That's Hank.
There's a stack.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's my motion.
Donald, are you by a computer where you can write that out and send it to me?
Sure, Kim.
Thanks. I mean, if not, I'll have to go back and listen because I didn't write it down when you were speaking.
It's okay.
Donald, could you send it out to the entire committee?
Yeah, what address am I sending that to for the entire
committee? Oh, just send it to me and I'll send it to everyone.
Okay, Kim. Let me make
Thank
sure.
You.
Yeah,
Thank
Kim Kaufman at ATT. Okay, thanks.
Okay, Jane, you have the floor.
I object strongly to that motion. The CFO has just told us that the stations that are struggling right now are stations that have been without a business manager. And So it's a pointless motion. And second of all, this whole idea, this whole notion of accountability, when I was on the National Finance Committee back from 2003 to 2006, we passed a motion, and it's definitely in the record somewhere. Somebody can go back and find it. We said there shall be a dotted line relationship between the business managers and the CFO. But what happened is that in somebody's infinite wisdom, we got rid of our CFO. Not saying he was flawless, but there wasn't a plan for transitioning. So at the national level, the Pacific National sorry, can you hear me all right?
Jane, your voice is breaking up. It must be distorted there a little bit.
Okay.
Can you try and...
Is this any better?
I think so.
Okay, so what I want to say is that these problems are a result of the Pacifica National Board doing everything but what they should be doing over the last 10 years. That's my opinion, and I think it's a pointless motion. And it's offensive to me.
Okay, Kim, you're next. Anybody else want to be on the stack at this point?
Yeah, Hank.
Yes, and William.
Okay, William, I got you. Kim, you have the floor.
The situation at KPFK is different, and quite frankly, I believe needs to be discussed in closed session. I'm not prepared to talk about it in open session, but that situation does not apply to KPFK. And I think this whole discussion really needs to go into closed session because we're, you know, touching on personnel issues. And we're going to be if we're going to really discuss this. So I'm willing to make a special meeting in a week or two and discuss this because I think it's very something needs to be done immediately. We have a huge problem. We're not going to get either of these audits. We're not going to get that CPB money unless something dramatic is done immediately. And that concerns me because that's $1 million. And all I know is Brian Edwards Tiekert announced at the KPFA LSB that CPB would not take any extensions from Pacifica. We have to be compliant to the letter. That means no extensions past the end of March, period. That's $1.1 million that we're going to not get if we can't get this together immediately.
Are you through, Kim?
I guess. I don't know how else I can say this to, you know, my hair is on fire. I don't know why everybody else's hair isn't on fire over this. We cannot afford to blow off $1 million. And anyways, I guess I would make a substitute motion to have a special meeting in closed session in a week or two, whatever it takes to have, you know, a properly noticed meeting. So that's, I guess, my substitute motion, which you're theoretically not supposed to do if you've already talked. So I don't know. You can rule me out of order. I don't know what to do.
This is Fred, the chair. I'm not sure if we have to notice an executive session meeting. I'm not sure what the rule is on that.
I think we do, and I think we need to be. Otherwise, we could just. Well, we do because. I don't know, since it's not a regular scheduled meeting. But we do need to get a number, a special number,
okay,
in order to do it. So we couldn't even do it tonight if it were allowed, because we need to get a closed session number.
Kim. Lawrence, what's your point of order?
I believe it is in order to notice an executive session. We've done it at the LSB meeting at KPFK, and the TMB has done it as well. So I think I would feel comfortable if we are going to go down this road that we do notice the meeting.
Okay. Thank you. Hank, you're next on the stack.
Thank you. I would like to make a friendly amendment to Mr. Harewagon's that this go into place, and at the end of this 2013 audit, that we do an evaluation of the folks involved. And the reason for that is where the stations where there aren't people in that position or who just got there wouldn't particularly be affected by it. So the offense, I'm not certain about, but you know, we have to start holding people accountable at Pacific Coast and stop patting everybody on the butt and, you know, saying you're doing okay, or firing people that were doing okay. We've got to have some sort of accountability.
Okay.
And,
point of order. I have a point of order.
What is your point of order?
Two motions already on the table. One is Donald's, and then one is mine about having a closed session. William didn't really make a motion, so you're already amending his motion that didn't get made yet. So, it's a little...
It's an amendment. It's not a motion, Kim.
No, it's an amendment to a motion that William hasn't made yet because he wasn't on the stack when he blurted it out. So we're dealing with Donald's motion and my substitute motion to notice a closed session meeting to talk about this. So if we settle that, then William can make his motion. You can amend it all you want. But that, we need to get that off the
motion.
Pardon me?
I'm not certain who made it. I thought it was William, but...
It was Donald who made the motion.
Oh, okay.
It's Donald, so
point
I'm speaking to the right
privilege
one anyway.
Okay, then I was confused. I'm sorry.
Everybody stop talking.
But
Brenda,
motion to discuss this in closed session has to be dealt with first.
Hold on. Brenda, what's your point of order?
I actually wanted to speak. Do we have any other speakers to speak to Raul? Because it seems as though we're getting to a point where either we can ask our CFO to no longer be in our meeting and we're going off on a tangent, or are we going to finish the conversation with Raul prior to going forward with these motions?
Well, we may need his input.
Okay.
Thank you.
So am I ruled out of order, or am I proceeding with what I had to say? Or
your amendment was it was premature. I guess that's why I'm ruling. We need to get Donald to send out his motion.
It's already there.
Hey, Kim, have you gotten it?
No.
In any case, the next person on the who has the floor is William.
Yeah, hi, William Harewagon, WBAI. I think the motion that Donald made doesn't really flow from what the CFO was talking about. The CFO said the major problem is that BAI and PFW don't have business managers, and KPFT business manager is the one that needs the assistance to get the work done. It has nothing to do with the general managers or other people not doing their work, and we got to fire them and all this stuff. It's just not the case. The case is, as was previously discussed while Raul was on the phone, and I hope he's still there, is that KPFT business manager, who also is being paid additional, I think I heard Dwayne Bradley say that at some meeting, to do the BAI and PFW work, needs help to get that work done. It's nothing to do with disciplining managers and all this stuff. And what's the second motion to go? Then the other motion to go into executive session, there's nothing to talk about. All this stuff is based on suppositions that aren't real. What we need is help at KPFT business manager position to get the schedules done so the audit can continue. Thank you.
Hank, to the stack.
Okay, you have the floor, Hank.
Okay, well, one, I would like the opportunity to amend if we get around to dealing with these motions. And two, I disagree with the member by virtue of the fact that it's years of no accountability and not having proper people in the offices and not having reports turned into the National that created this whole mess. The particulars of right now are that that's where we need the help, but it's not the overall problem.
Thank you, Hank. Who's trying to speak?
Chair, just as long as I have a point of order.
Lawrence, what's your point of order?
My point of order is that somebody needs to cipher through these motions and put them in order, put them in sequence as they should be in sequence. And then we could all make an informed decision as to how we're going to move forward.
This is Kim.
Okay, Kim. We don't. The stack has been exhausted, so you have the floor.
Otis just emailed me that we don't need a public notice for a closed session. It's a bylaws issue, and I asked him what the bylaws issue is. So and then I can. I don't know what that means, but we still need a number, and I still maintain that my motion to discuss this in a closed session needs to be addressed first, whether y'all want to do that or not, because otherwise I can't weigh in on this stuff, quite frankly. Is there any discussion on having a separate meeting at some point, you know, compliant with the bylaws soon, in order to more fully discuss this?
I second Kim's motion to actually notice a closed session meeting, because I think most of this discussion is related to issues that may relate to personnel issues. So if she hasn't moved it, then I'm seconding it, or she has moved. I'm seconding her motion.
It doesn't need a seconding committee.
Okay.
It's William for the stack.
Okay, I've got you, William. Kim, do people want to, at this point, have a... okay, William, you have the floor.
Okay, I'd just like to repeat the words that some people have already said, and I believe someone else contradicted. The meeting has to be noticed, just like any other meeting. Just because it's closed session doesn't mean you can do it any way you want. It has to be noticed. 7 days notice.
Does it say that in the bylaws, William?
It sure does. I don't have them in front of me.
Point of information, Chair.
Standing practice.
Lawrence, what's your point of information?
Well, my point of information is, wasn't it...
We can't all talk.
Okay. Wasn't it that we got into some trouble from the CPB for not noticing meetings? Now, I know a lot of people, some on this call, were complaining about that. Now, all of a sudden, we just want to point to the bylaws. We also have to, you know, be mindful of the CPB as well, because that's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get funding, $1,100,000 from the CPB. So we need to definitely be meticulous when it comes to this thing.
Yeah. Lawrence, it's just good policy to notice even an executive session meeting so that everybody can participate that needs to participate. And the fact that it probably is required by the CPB also in our bylaws.
This is Kim.
Okay, Kim, you have the floor.
Okay, it's not required by CPB because it is a closed session. It deals with personnel issues, and it's a special meeting. It's not a regularly noticed meeting. Whatever. The bylaws say it needs to be noticed 7 days. I'm asking, I assume, and I'm just conferring with Otis here, it can be any date on the calendar since we don't need the stream, a stream. We don't need either of the two streams. So we can pick any date we want, you know, after a week from Tuesday. So let's pick a date if people want to do this. I can't do it next Thursday.
I would propose to actually do it right after, have a time cert. I'm sorry. Can I be recognized?
Yes, Brenda, you have the floor.
I apologize. I totally went out of order.
No, go ahead. I was trying to manipulate my computer, and I...
No worries. I'm actually proposing that we do a time certain for the December meeting and have the closed session then, because in that way we can make sure that people who are not on the call today have sufficient amount of time to know that there'll be two meetings for the December 23rd date.
Yeah, la-di-da. Let's not hurry.
Well, 7 days, no, the next Tuesday, which is December 2nd, trying to coordinate this, that'd be exactly 7 days, but I'm trying to see if there's any conflict with other Pacifica meetings.
It doesn't matter, Fred, because we don't need the stream.
Right.
But we
well,
do need
to
make sure people are available.
The thing is, it needs to be... The thing is, Kim, it needs to be convenient for all the committee members.
Right.
Yes.
And even though we don't have a stream.
Yeah, William, for the stack.
Yes, William.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah, Hank, yes.
We would be, we're within the seven-day period right now since the start of the meeting. It would have to be Wednesday or later.
Thank you. William, you have the floor.
Yeah, we didn't vote yet on this motion to have this executive session meeting.
True. But it seems to be a consensus, or at least it seems to be people would like to have that.
Yeah, Fred, a motion was made, and you have to handle the motion, and... You don't just go ahead and say, oh, we didn't really have a motion. Let's have a meeting. I think everybody agrees. But maybe everybody does not agree. And you have to follow procedures and vote on the motion. Or at least ask if there's any objections to the motion.
Right. Is that Robert? No.
This is William Hairwagon.
Okay. We have a motion on the floor.
Point of order, please.
Yes, point of order.
I would like to make a motion to state what the exception to the open meetings law is for which they want to have the meeting. Other people have said personnel, but the maker of the motion didn't. I want her to say it so it's clear to everyone that that's the reason for the meeting.
I did say that. This is Kim. I absolutely said that. There are things I cannot discuss about what I know about KPFK that I'm not going to talk about on the open stream. Period.
Personnel matters.
Well, yeah.
It's not litigation. It's not contracts. It's not whatever the other one is. Negotiations.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
Lauren.
It's relative to Donald's motion, which deals basically with personnel issues.
Hello. What did you want to say, Lawrence?
Well, what I'd like to say is that time is of the essence, and it seems like this is almost like an emergency situation. So I would hope that we would meet earlier than our next meeting. Although Brenda's idea is well-intentioned, I still believe that we should probably meet before our next meeting.
Jane, get into the sec.
Jane, you have the floor.
Is the CFO still on the call with us?
Raul, are you still on the line?
My thoughts about this is that we would be, I think we would be doing ourselves and the staff and the managers a better service if we get to the just get to the heart of the matter to the extent that we can in open session right here and now, and ask the CFO to look into these issues and make sure that whatever has to happen is happening. And if any individuals have private concerns they want to convey, that should be allowed. I don't know how to word the motion, but I feel that we're wasting time. I don't think that we really need to discuss this matter to know that what we want is for management to make sure that this, the problems that are holding these audits back are solved. And I think we can do that tonight in open session with more general, a general motion. I just can't think how to word it.